will continue to take your phone calls on Jelly Roll, stepping away from social media. Is it cool or not cool to walk away and almost give the bullies a little bit of win for their sales? Like, oh, got him. 727-579-1025.
So, in the joints yesterday, we highlighted the continuing trend. There was two stories over the weekend involving teens and guns and people being murdered. But the one we're going to focus on today stems from the teens that were partying at a St. Pete home. They were... One of them was in charge of dog sitting slash house sitting, and there was a gun left in the home by the owner of the home, who then let a young kid, a 17-year-old, watch his home with clearly a gun that was not stored properly. Did you read the quote from the other person that was in the house?
No,
I don't know if they I don't know if it's just written wrong or if the person spoke this wrong. The girl said he done went in a found the owner gun, and him and the girl were arguing.
Oh, my.
And it led to, after he brandished the gun all night long and was playing with it, the girl starts talking about some sort of sexual encounter. We don't have much of the details of the actual conversation, but this guy walked up behind her, shot her in the head, and then killed himself. At this point, the sheriff's office said no arrests were made in connection with the incident. We ask you, is it okay or not okay to charge the homeowner for leaving an unlocked gun in a home where a 17-year-old would be house slash pet sitting?
727-579-1025. If you take the gun out of this equation, then I think two teenagers are still alive, right?
You would think so. You really you would think so. And you know, these situations seem to be more and more reoccurring, in that it does feel like a crime of opportunity, in the sense of, if the gun is not there, what happens with these kids? Like, do they just have a great night? Does he go get a knife from the kitchen and stab her? I don't think he does. I think a lot of people, and this sounds like a morbid thing to say, but I don't think they have it in them to murder someone that way. I think the impersonal way that you can just shoot someone, and nobody has said this, I still wonder if he meant to do it.
Right.
Because, you know, he was playing with the gun. Some weird thing breaks out. This conversation about a consensual sexual experience. Who knows? Maybe she was talking about his dick size or something. Who knows? But he then walks up behind her and shoots her and immediately turns the gun on himself. And I really don't think, in this situation specifically, if the gun isn't present, you know, I don't think this crime happens.
If you're not going to store your gun properly in your vehicle and you allow someone to break in and steal it, they still broke the law, but you had your gun in your vehicle or maybe even unlocked. In a case where you had someone house sit for you and you didn't properly lock and secure your gun, or you let them find out how to get a hold of it, I think you should be liable.
Well, and I mean, this may be a bit of a leap, and, you know, we're always thinking of the Hewlett family, but this did kind of make me think of that situation with a gun that was just improperly stored. And, you know, there was discussion on what happened behind the bedroom door and things like that. But, you know, I think that hits a little different because the family is connected. But if you invite people into your home, specifically underage people into your home, which you have to expect all hell's going to break loose if you let a 17-year-old house sit for you, I think if you don't have that gun locked up and something goes awry, if we want to support responsible gun ownership, like, things like this can't go unpunished, I think.
Agreed. Before we go into your calls, did you see the FTC ruling today and how it affects our industry?
FTC.
Federal Trade Commission?
No. Are we fired?
They issued a final rule to promote competition by banning non-competes nationwide, protecting the fundamental freedom of workers to change jobs.
Dude, no way that cancels out our non-compete. Do you think, because I bet you it's forever?
Right to
maybe
work.
Well, no, I was going to say, and maybe it's everything signed after now. Like, if you already have a binding contract, which I believe we both do, and you signed on that, then maybe it holds up. That is interesting, though.
I know. Drew Grob live with John Senning. Who are you?
Let's call Jason Meter right now.
I mean, I'm not looking to go anywhere. Hello.
I think it's me.
I think so, too.
Drew, Why is nobody getting on board with your demand of suicide first, murder second? I don't get it.
Yeah, I can't figure it out, Trick. I've been espousing that on the air for long enough now to where if you're going to do a murder-suicide, please do everyone the favor and do the suicide part first. No one should kill themselves, but if it's between murder-suicide or suicide-murder, please opt for the suicide-murder, right?
And can I add this?
Please.
How did the kid find out that the gun – okay, first of all, the owner is pretty much responsible if the gun was unsecured. But it seems to me that teen boy and his girlfriend went over there and probably, you know, tore the house apart like we used to do when our parents were out of town to see what they had.
Quite possibly.
He found a gun, and then he acted like an idiot with it. But, like, you know, suicide murder is the way to go.
Thank you, Trick.
Can I play you a piece of the interview with the lady here that kind of thing kind of tells
sure.
a little different story?
Thank you.
It's sad because where are the parents? That's what I'm trying to – what's going on with the parents? It's this new millennium with these kids. It's not like we were growing up. We had to be home when the streetlights came on. What's going on?
Tragedy happened after a drug-fueled party of four teenagers inside a Pinellas County home. Deputies say 17-year-old Hector Pfeiffer was dog-sitting for a friend when he invited over two girls who he met online. Deputies say the teens consumed alcohol, marijuana, and cocaine throughout the night.
The girl said, he done went in and found the guy gun, the owner who stayed here. He done went and plundered his stuff and found his gun. And him and the girl
arguing. She British?
Because she didn't want to have sex with him.
At some point, investigators say the teens were taking photos, brandishing a gun. Moments later, things started to escalate. Mm. That's when detectives say Pfeiffer shot the 14-year-old girl before turning the gun on himself.
This is a weird parallel to draw, but, you know, like, adults providing teens with alcohol is a thing that normally gets you in trouble. If this guy had a fully stocked refrigerator and a fully stocked liquor cabinet and the 17-year-old drank that bottle of liquor and then got in his car and drove up the road and killed a family, would the homeowner be on the hook for the liquor that he essentially provided for the teenager?
That's a great question. I don't know. Drew Garbo live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, Drew Garavo, how are you doing?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Jacob two times, what's up, buddy?
I bet he's got bad news.
Oh, no.
Happy 12-year anniversary to you, Drew Garavo, because you made it 12 years here at the phone. Can you believe it?
No, I can't believe it. I've made it here for 12 years, and I'll tell you, the last five with just John, they've been the best, most enjoyable years ever.
Yes, I know. And Drew Garavo, guess what? It all started at 10 a.m. 12 years ago today. Can you believe it? What was it like at 10 a.m., Drew Garavo? Was it nice doing your first show?
That is a great question. I was excited because I was going to go back to doing talk instead of playing music, but I was also a little bit tired because I think I was so excited the night before. I had a hard time sleeping, and of course I had to wake up at 2:40 in the godforsaken morning to do the Morning X.
Well, congratulations on making it 12 years.
Thanks,
Drew
Jacob.
Garavo.
Thank you, buddy.
Jacob, I got a fun question for you.
Ooh.
I know you weren't listening at the beginning of the show, but we did a little trip down memory lane of all the shows that no longer exist on the bone. Do you have a favorite show that doesn't exist on the bone anymore?
Good question.
I'm trying to...
Fisher Overnights, remember that?
Oh, man,
How
the
do we
architect.
Leave that out? We love
that
you, the architect.
It was the Fisher Experience, right?
Yeah, with Kelly and AJ, was that the kid's name?
I didn't have the audio, sorry.
To be honest with you, Drew Garavo, I did like Slater on in the 5 a.m. hour, you know?
We didn't give props to Slater either.
Oh, man. Oh, so sorry, Slater.
Dude, Slater is a G, man.
Yeah.
He's a beloved fixture
he's
of,
a
the
worker.
Bone, of the bone history. And was one of the only – was he one of the only voices of classic rock outside of Mike Calta that did make the transition to talk?
Yep. He was. Ledger, too, I think.
I don't think Ledge.
I
don't think Ledge ever made it to the Bone Talk. I think he was doing that dangerous conversation thing.
R.I.P. Ledge.
I think Ledge did the middays before it became talk. So.
Yeah, man.
Well, it's only right that we talk to a historian like yourself on a day like today, Jacob.
Thanks, Jacob.
Yeah.
You're going to call us tomorrow? Jacob's Jukebox Jeopardy.
You got it. Well, happy anniversary, Drew Garavo. Happy 12-year anniversary, Drew Garavo. I never will forget this day, my friend, never.
Same, Jacob. We love you, bud.
Love you, buddy.
I love you too.
One other thing we probably don't think about is that the people that have all their different listening windows, there is a group of people that never get to hear Jacob. If they're a 5 o'clock hour listener, and that's it, like, you don't ever, ever get to hear Jacob. So you're welcome, everybody.
Go back and listen to our full show replay, too, because in the first segment, John found some great clips of some older shows on the Bone that were just fantastic. Drew Garbo live with John Senning.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Three real quick points. First of all, you're absolutely correct. I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment. Own whatever gun you want to own. Mm-hmm. Be responsible for your gun. Whatever your gun does, you do.
Ooh.
You don't secure your weapon. Whatever your weapon does, you did it. You pay the price.
Love
secure
that.
Secure your weapon.
Love that.
100%. Number two, as far as Jelly Roll, hey, the Constitution gives you the right to pursue happiness. If being off the internet makes them happy, it's cool.
Absolutely.
You don't fight a fight you can't win. I'm not going to challenge Neil deGrasse Tyson to trivia pursuit. And I'm not going to challenge Mike Tyson to bare-knuckle boxing. It's not going to happen. You don't fight a fight you can't win. And lastly, maritime law. If the ship's in trouble, you have to help them. Carnival had no choice. That ship is rickety. They have to help. You can't let people die at sea. Vice versa, if Carnival ships was sinking, somebody else would have to help.
But what if you let the Cuban migrants on, 27 of them, and they're murderous, and then they then murder all of the passengers on the Carnival cruise? Whose fault is that?
That's a great question.
As far as the Carnival ship goes, believe me, it's not going to happen. They have their own army on their security system, their security personnel.
Yeah.
Can more than handle a pirate issue.
All right. Did not know that.
They can handle it. I love your show.
Thank you, buddy.
And as far as going down memory lane, on one of your very first shows, I listened to your advice 100%, and within just several months, I paid off my entire mortgage.
Did he think he was calling Dave Ramsey, or what's the?
There was a thing when I first started doing the show. We got one wayward caller who was like, it was like my first day or the second day, and he was like, "Hey, I just wanted to thank you for the financial advice you gave me. I was able to pay off my mortgage, and I totally went with it, of course." And so, ever since then, people still remember it.
So do you think he thought he was calling Dave Ramsey?
Probably, quite probably.
I wish I could find that. That sounds fun. Do you think it was that early?
It was like one of the first couple of days of the show.
Yeah, because I think we learned that the first actual day doesn't exist out there.
Bull Talk You tonight. Don't forget, 7:30. You can check it out on the Bone right after we're done.
I'm so excited.
Dude. Drew Garbo live with John Senning.
I'm a Bally man.
Hey, Drew and John. It's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
I think that there's clearly some irresponsible firearm ownership at play here, but I don't know if it rises to the level of jail time. I think maybe a long probation with forfeiture of his ability to own a firearm, like 3 to 5 years of probation and no gun for you, buddy.
I like that.
Yeah, that's the thing is that, you know, like the last caller, if responsible gun owners want to, like, take away the argument from so many anti-Second Amendment people, like, you gotta store that gun properly. Like, don't be at the very least, just don't be a part of the problem. Take away a bit of the argument where so many people say, if there's no gun there, there's no crime. And those crimes do seem to be happening more and more. So just control your own damn gun.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Let me see if I word this right. An irresponsible gun owner should irk the NRA as much as people who want to take away the Second Amendment.
I think you're absolutely right. I really do. And I think that until they start fighting that way, I think it's just in the gun world, it's you're with us or against us.
Right.
Like, if you're a gun guy, you're our guy. No matter whether you're going to leave your shotgun laying on the kitchen table while you have a bunch of delinquents over house sitting for you, or you're the guy who keeps it locked up properly forever. It's just, if you're one of us, then yay, go guns. And I just think it's become a the fetishized way that so many people look at guns, where they just get big old throbbers. Like, do that, fine, love
sure.
it, but just make sure nobody else can get their damn hands on your gun. Like, that's making sure nobody else can humanly touch your gun. Feels like a pretty basic rule of gun ownership.
No question. And again, y'all who support the Second Amendment, myself included, we should all be more outraged when gun owners are irresponsible enough to let criminals get their hands on guns.
I'm taking us down these other little pathways, but I just think it makes an easier way to see it the way we're trying to portray it. Mm. So they were drinking, they had marijuana, and they had coke. What if it was the guy's coke stash and these kids did the coke and it was all laced with fentanyl and they all die on the living room floor from his fentanyl-laced coke? Is he then getting in charge then?
Yeah.
And I think so. And who knows? It doesn't like there's no reference on any of these stories about the person who owned the gun being charged. So either they're not talking about it or it's so far from reality that it's just not happening.
Drew Garbo live with John Sending. Who are you?
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey, Bobby D. Man, look at this. Everybody's coming out of the woodwork on a Tuesday afternoon. How you feeling?
Oh, good, man, good. Did you get my photo of the drift-in photos on Messenger?
I don't think I did. I think I got the message. I didn't know there were pictures included.
Yeah, my friend of mine, they play out there, so we had a good time on Saturday.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
I love you, buddy.
But, yeah, so I had a little poem for the 12-year anniversary gimmick.
Oh, nice, man. Nice.
Hell yeah.
All right. Happy anniversary to the bone. It's been 12 years since All Talk. I've listened to talk radio for a long time, from Bob Lasseter to Ron and Ron, even the cross-eyed army fellow. But no one station has been this powerful and this strong for this long. And Drew and John let me sing my parodies. No, that's not a D's nut joke. Oh. So I will end with this. I filled her thighs with my double jism.
Oh, man. Dude, that wasn't a poem at all.
No.
That was a. He should have said,
prose.
I wrote a letter.
Yeah, I have a free verse.
I wrote a letter for you. With my. Dude.
Drew Garbo live with John Sending. Who are you?
Dude, Bobby D.
What's going on, guys?
Oh,
hey,
man.
Dude, what is going on?
An all-star lineup
here. Hey, Steve, what's up?
What up, Steve?
Congrats on the 12 years, Drew.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, you know, I noticed something on my car stereo. When it comes on and your show's on, it just says Drew Garbo live. What, the IT department couldn't put the with John Sending on the stereo?
I don't think I don't think we have an IT department, to be honest with you.
Well, how many emails are involved in fixing that situation? Yeah. Or I got to buy a different model car I see John's name on my car stereo.
I got to say, you're in the building now. As far as I know, your phone screening, I would say maybe you're in the loop enough to send the email.
Yeah, send out an all-staff email, and we'll forward it to the right people.
I mean, Roger and JP comes up on my stereo before you guys. So,
They've been calling it Roger and JP.
I appreciate what you're doing, Steve, but everything's fine.
For a lot longer.
The progress, everybody's good. Everyone's happy.
727-579-1025. I agree with you, though, Steve. Drew Garbo live with John Sending. I just never get to see the display because I'm always here, not in my car when we're on.
Oh, I do. I use it as motivation. Every day I run down to my car before 6 o'clock so I can see it on my stereo, and I take a picture of it, and then I save it.
Hey, did your family eat a lot of Entenmann's? This is not a D's Nuts joke.
No, but I'm familiar. I think when you say that, are you talking about a brand name, or are you talking specifically about the little donuts?
Because Entenmann's
has a bunch of...
Yeah, they have a bunch, like crumb cake and like... Because, like, I saw a meme today... What'd you say?
He's working out what he's going to say.
Oh, he's working on his material. Okay. I saw a meme today about how it always had the weird thing about having an Entenmann's cake in the house was the way the knife lived in the box for the duration. Like, people would always, any house I ever went to, including my own, the knife would always stay in the box. You wouldn't use a new knife every time. You just keep the knife in the box.
Yeah, we don't. I feel like they're, well, I don't know, because you lived on Little Debbie too, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that was kind of a... Like Hostess, Little Debbie, Entenmann's. Yeah. Like I think every family kind of had their brand.
Yeah.
Is Entenmann's geographically specific at all?
No, I think they were throughout the U.S. But we were an Entenmann's family. I think they're an offshoot of Wonder and Hostess, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
their crumb
product,
cake.
Yeah.
God, the crumb cake was so good. Yes. Hello, sir. How may we help you?
Hey.
Hey. Congratulations on 12 years.
No, yeah, but that's true. Hey, it's Bill from Vision. How you guys doing?
Hey, Bill. Dude, I was hoping I was going to see you. I took my dad into Ace on a Friday morning, and I was hoping I was going to look cool when you were going to pop out and greet me, but I didn't see it.
Look cool? Well, what on Friday, what time were you there?
I was there at roughly 10 a.m.
I was there.
Damn
you should
it.
Have asked for me. I would have definitely walked out.
Damn it.
And seen you. So yeah. I apologize. I missed you.
It's okay. What's up, buddy?
That's cool.
I'm sorry I missed you there, too, Bill. I actually had a letter for you that I was going to drop off, and they said you have a – I guess you have some hole in the ground where you keep your mail, and they said just go ahead and put that in Bill's ace hole.
Oh, wow. Bam, bam, bam. Okay. Hold up. So – Yeah, no, I just want to say congratulations, Drew. Honestly, I've been listening to you since 2012, so it's been great.
Thanks,
and,
buddy.
And I just want to let you guys know I appreciate you guys. I listen to you guys all the time.
Thanks.
So, because I'm on the road, so I appreciate it. Keeps the good work up, mate.
Thank you.
All right?
Appreciate it, Bill. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mo just texted me and said that he read up on it, and the FTC said it's retro and that all non-competes are now
really?
Invalid. Yeah.
Oh,
don't leave me.
Well, I would say like radio's got to be one of the like
biggest
strongholds of that.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
I mean, I guess it means that if they let you go or if you quit.
But yeah, that's the thing. Like what if you just quit? Does that mean that?
Because
a contract's got to mean something.
Right. Well, they could sue you too if you violate your contract. But if they let you go and they fire you out of your contract, then there's nothing they can do. I guess. Drew Garber live with John Senning.
Damn.
I know.
Hey, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I think that it's definitely good. We should hold people responsible for the things that happen with their weapons. Unsecured weapons can cause big problems, you know.
Yeah.
So I wanted to tell a story about 15 years ago in high school. One of our friends in our friend group actually got shot and killed by another guy in the friend group on Halloween night. They had him come over, and the other guy got a hold of his older brother's AK-47 and was planning a prank to hop out when he came through the door and aim it at him and scare him.
It's a bad prank.
Didn't know it was loaded. He shot him in the neck and killed him.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, my parents used to say if your friends shoot and kill you, then they're not your real friends after all.
Yeah, it is. The thing is, I've never – like, what drives somebody to be the type of person that wants to play with a gun?
Great question.
Like, I feel like it's like almost at birth. Like, you're either you're a person who's going to have fun playing with a loaded gun or just someone who's like,
I'd like to live.
I'm good with that. I'd rather not accidentally kill myself or my friend.
When we come back, I'll give you today's 5:30 fun fact, and it has to do with one of the – I still think that this conspiracy that this was planned – is absolutely a thing. There's no way a major corporation could be this dumb as to do what Coca-Cola did on today's date.
You know, living in the state of Florida can be tricky if you like to keep your ride clean. We've got all different elements coming at us on any given day. I did read an article that the love bugs are mistakenly missing, and nobody knows why. But who knows? They could be back tomorrow and all over the hood of your car. It could be pollen. It could be rain. It could be birds. You need to get your unlimited membership plan from Bubble Down Car Wash, the official car wash of the Tampa Bay Lightning. They've got the longest tunnels, spacious vacuum areas, and their staff is absolutely amazing. They're going to treat you like gold every time you roll in there. You can obviously go up and get a single wash. You can do that, of course. But get that unlimited first membership for only $5, and all you've got to do is roll up to your local Bubble Down and say, Bone Baby. The Bone sent me. It's just as good to say, I'm here because the Bone told me I can get a unlimited membership month for $5. Do it, and you'll have the cleanest car in town every time you bubble down.